bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
So, it's been a while since I've had you in my bedroom.
Is it? I wouldn't know. I haven't missed it that much.
You're still into long, dark coats and theatrics, then?
Nothing wrong with a good quality cliché. Then again, your company seems to know all about those, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Let's have a televisual debate in the middle of the night, shall we? Honestly, Jed, you never did know what to do in the bedroom.
At least I wasn't always desperate to get there, Flick.
Look, I have a bunch of highly menacing bodyguards outside waiting to turn you into a little stain on my nice new carpet. So if you don't mind...
What? You mean those big men in suits I knocked out on my way in here?
Ah.
Yeah, you know, they really weren't as scary as they looked.
So, why are you...
You know why I'm here.
No, I don't. And the laser gun's really not helping me remember either.
You're going to let my mother go.
Sorry, whose mother?
You're going to let her go, and then I'm going to decide whether or not to shoot you in the face.
Oh, no, not the face. Oh, wait, you mean that mother? Yes, I remember now. You know, I'm surprised you didn't tell her we had a history.
It wasn't memorable.
Or maybe you were just too embarrassed to admit your ex is now your mother's arch nemesis. Or is it the other way round? Actually, now that I think about it, you didn't really fight that hard when we took her, did you? I think you secretly wanted her to go. Then you could come up here to my bedroom and... Missed me?
Everyone, stay where you are!
Impeccably late as always, gentlemen.
You, drop that gun.
Not gonna happen, mate.
I said, put the gun on the floor or I'll...
Shooting works better than talking, mate. Speaking of which...
Well, go on, grab him!
He's gone out the side door!
Get after him!
Coat billowing, Jedite hurtled down the palace corridors. Prince Randall cut him off suddenly.
Wait, why are you running away?
Why do you think...
Hey, let go!
Sorry, mate. You're my hostage.
I don't want to be your hostage.
There he is.
Hang on. You didn't kill her, did you?
Now he gets it.
Why didn't you kill her? I brought you here to kill her.
Shut up.
Oh, you're a bit rubbish, aren't you? Oh, did you just try to knock me out?
Lenny, it's Jed. Can you hear me?
Hey, no need to shout, Captain. It's a phone. Not a hearing aid.
Can you pilot the ship?
What?
Can you fly the ship over to the palace? I need you to pick me up. Soon would be great.
Oh, all right, I'll tell Thistle. She's at the helm.
Thanks.
Stop where you are or we'll shoot.
You're already shooting, you idiots. Seriously, did you hire these guys? Because...
Hey, they're not my guards. My guards are a lot cleverer than... Hey, where are my guards? They should be rescuing me by now. They should be...
Yeah, well, maybe they took a nap on the job.
Help! Help! There's a cretin in a long dark coat trying to kidnap me! No! Help! Help! Oh.
Finally.
Jedite.
Ambika?
Jedite, where in Scarab's kingdom have you been and why have you got an unconscious young man in your arms?
Let's just run, shall we?
This is Griffin to the Royal Police ships. Close off the palace! Now!
As the silver spaceship swerved over the palace towers, Lenny looked on desperately in the cockpit.
Here, can't you steer us a bit closer to the battlements, Thistle?
I'm trying! These controls weren't built for dragons, especially not ones with fingernails.
Just get as close as you can, all right? Captain, it's Lenny. We're at the southwest wing of the palace, above the first floor courtyard. Can you see us?
We're coming out now. Get the hatchway as close to the ground as you can. We'll jump in.
Yes, sir. Right, they're coming out now.
I see them.
Scarabs, pincers. What was that?
Oh, that'd be the police ship just behind us. He didn't like it when he sent us a message telling us to land, and I sent him one back telling him where to shove it.
Oh, fuck. Jedi, get on board now. We've got one of your old mates firing torpedoes at us.
We're inside. Come on, let's get out of here.
All right, Fizzle, you heard the captain.
Yep. Lenny, I think that angry police ship still wants to kill us.
Whoa, is he following?
Well, of course he's following. He's a policeman, not a cartoon villain.
Care to grace us with an amazing escape plan, sir?
Try the teleport button.
We have a teleport button?
Yes.
When did we get a teleport button?
When I swiped it from my old police station.
More stealing?
Good man, sir. I mean, it's a bit tacky, but still.
Hey, it's not tacky. It's fun to teleport.
How would you know?
I'm a dragon. I know lots of people who do stuff like that.
Oh, just press it, somebody.
Whoa. That was... Whoa.
Phew! Did it work?
Looks like we're in deep space.
Good. Now, I'm sure you won't mind if I leave you while I vomit my insides up.
You know, Beaky, maybe we should figure out how to make that thing take us somewhere we actually want to go, instead of just random places in the middle of nowhere.
It might be as well, yes.
Weren't we meant to be doing some acting tonight, Jed?
The continual acid hurricane caused by centuries of technological abuse thundered outside the window of Greenwald's media control tower. Whilst in the office at the topmost pinnacle, Felicia Vallon surveyed her terrified head of security.
It is fortunate for you that I was a rather brilliant acrobat as a girl. Otherwise, I'd now be in hospital awaiting surgery, and you'd be a wooden box awaiting cremation.
I'm so sorry, Your Ladyship.
Why did it happen?
He ambushed my men. We couldn't stop him.
You should have justified it by now.
I'll discipline my guards.
Did I not make myself clear? I had ex-police captain Jedite Holden, who also happens to be my ex, in my bedchambers. This is not something I react kindly to when I'm supposed to have a first-class security detail outside. Now you get out there, get hold of as many police ships this measly planet can muster, and you find him! And when you do, be so good as to blast him out of the sky for me. Is there anything I've just said that you don't feel able to accomplish?
No, Your Ladyship.
Good. Then kindly see to it.
Feeling tense, Felicia?
Alfred, please tell me you've got something better to say than this jabbering Neanderthal in a suit here.
I'd like to think so, Mum. It appears your vengeful friend took a prisoner with him when he left the premises.
Oh, yes.
Wings drooped and long, ears dangling over her eyes. The lizard-like form of Thistle the Dragon sprawled over the controls of the little silver spaceship, currently ploughing through the deepest, darkest reaches of nowhere.
Oh, come on, Shift! Hurry up and end already!
All right, Thistle?
Just tickety, thanks. I just love doing 8-hour shifts in a grotty cockpit with nothing but stars to look at. Why couldn't Jed steal an autopilot thingy when he nicked his teleport thingy?
We've got an autopilot.
What? We have?
Yeah, I use it when I have to go to the bathroom. I thought Jed showed you.
Well, he didn't. And this ceiling's really cramping my wings too.
Hey, at least you didn't make a total prat of yourself in front of the prince.
Oh, yes, that was really, really sad. Yes, that's right. It was really sad. It wasn't funny. Really wasn't funny at all. These aren't tears of laughter. They're tears of crocodiles. And why aren't you saying anything?
I'm just trying to figure out how you know what happened with me and the prince when you were meant to be back here on the ship.
Well, I hid behind the cakes and... Hey, look at that star! It's a really big star. It's really big and red and glowy and...
You spied on me, didn't you?
I did not.
Great.
Come on, Catty. You don't want a prince for a husband anyway. He'd probably make you be all fancy and eat through a straw and stuff. Besides, he's a twit if he doesn't like you.
Thanks. Look, why don't you let me take over here?
You sure?
Yeah, I need a distraction.
Yep, nothing like piloting a clapped-out old ship to make you forget about being rejected by royalty. I'll just go, shall I?
Might be best.
And only too glad to be gone, Thistle flew gratefully along the ship's dimly lit corridors to her cabin.